It's the Atlanta Braves and the Miami Marlins from Marlins Park tonight. The Marlins opening up a 10-game homestand over the course of the next week and a half, coming off a 10-game road trip that saw the Marlins go 4-6. Tonight, they face the Atlanta Braves. This 3-game set marks the third meeting between the division rivals this season. The Miami Marlins trail the season series thus far 2-4. Welcome back to Marlins on Deck. I'm Kyle Seeloff. Each year, all 30 teams in Major League Baseball partner up to fight the battle of breast cancer. And here in 2015, the Marlins honorary Batgirl, she's here with us this evening at Marlins Park, and she's here with us right now, Missy Gauthier-Cano. Missy, what's this honor like to be a part of the Marlins this evening?
It's definitely an honor. Growing up playing softball since I was 4 years old, this is a dream come true, something that's on my bucket list to be at the stadium and hopefully meet some players and throw out the first pitch. It's just absolutely amazing to be here.
Tell us a little bit about your fight with breast cancer. When and where were you diagnosed, and where are you in that stage right now?
Well, I was diagnosed in June, and I had surgery in August. I had a double bilateral mastectomy with a translateral flap, and I either had the breast cancer for 2 months or for 4 years, and it's done. But I did have a little bit of a mishap in October. I had an infection, so I had to have a wound vac, which I had an open wound, and I had to go to the South Miami Hospital for twice a week for 6.5 months. And just recently in April, I had another surgery where they took a skin graft and placed it where that wound was. And I don't have that wound vac anymore, so things are looking positive, and I'm almost there to that finish line.
Speaking of being positive, I'm sure last June when you were first diagnosed, it can be hard news to take. There's many women throughout this country that are diagnosed with breast cancer. What's your message for them?
Positive. Just stay positive. It's a difficult, I call it an adventure, and I just think staying positive and with all the support from my family and friends, and if you can seek that, that will definitely help you get through this.
How are you able to stay positive?
I just have an amazing amount of friends and family, and they have been there for everything, and they take my kids if I needed to. They brought me food. It was just something that was very overwhelming, but wonderful because I had that support.
How important do you think it is that Major League Baseball, who is such a prominent sports organization in America, how important do you think it is to be on a national level, to be so nationally recognized against such a fight?
It's an honor, and it's very important for everybody to understand what breast cancer is all about, and just, you know, for women to go to the doctor and make that time for themselves and to, you know, do something for yourself, even if you're scared, because you can get through it and you need to do it. And it's great that, you know, National League Baseball and so many organizations are making this everybody aware of this disease.
Your baseball and softball skills, are you ready to throw out the first pitch tonight?
I'm ready. I've been practicing, but I'm going to get on that mound, and it's going to be the 60 feet 6 inches, and I will throw a strike.
Missy Gauthier-Cano, it's an absolute pleasure to have you here at the ballpark tonight. Enjoy your night.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
It's the first of three between the Marlins and the Braves. When we come back, Dave Van Horn and Glenn Geffner set to join you next for the starting lineups in the first pitch. I'm Kyle Seeloff. You've been listening to Marlins on Deck on the Miami Marlins Radio Network.